Today's Namaste Yoga continues our focused living series with balanced and moderate energy. Welcome to episode 298 of Namaste Yoga. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Dr. Melissa West, and it is one day after the fall equinox here. I was hoping to film this on the fall equinox, but that didn't work out. But today, I'm glad it didn't, because we just ended up with this gorgeous day with this amazing lighting and incredible colors behind us. We've got Trial Island here and and just a gorgeous view for you, because the lighting is perfect today and the wind is really, although it looks windy here, there's actually zero wind today. We've just chosen probably one of the most windy spots. But normally, if I was filming here, it would be like, whoosh, 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 my hair would all be in my face. So this is like zero wind for this spot. So we're just delighted that we can film here and show you one of the most beautiful places on the island. And I want to thank Squeezed Yoga Clothing for my clothes. It's like days away from October, so it's okay for me to wear my down jacket now. So underneath, I'm wearing my long sleeve bamboo dancing shiv top, and I'm wearing a pair of black leggings, new ones. Thanks, Donna. And also for props today from Dusky Leaf, thanks to Dusky Leaf for my props. You're going to need a yoga mat, you're going to need a yoga strap, and perhaps a bolster, depending, especially if you have any back problems, a bolster is going to be a nice idea. I have a couple of testimonials for us today, from Kaylee from Instagram. This one really made my day. So Kaylee says, I just started doing one of your yoga classes on YouTube almost every day for a month now. I truly cannot express how thankful I am to find your classes. I started yoga for the physical benefits, but now I am much more excited for the mental benefits. I have ADD and no longer take medication. Yoga and meditation have completely helped me. My overstimulated brain have peace. You are amazing and so relatable. Thank you just doesn't seem like enough to say, but thank you. So that was great, and I responded to her, and she was surprised that I responded, but we love having conversations with you, our members, and the reason our students and our members, and the reason why I share these is because this isn't about me, this is about us and you and what happens for you when you do your yoga. That's what really gets me excited about this. And that's why I spend time at the beginning of this yoga class, is for you. You know, there is this illusion of separation that happens to all of us. It happens to me too. And when I share these stories from you guys about your yoga practice, it helps you to see that we're not really that different. We're actually all the same. We go through very similar things. In fact, one of the things that I love doing most in our membership community is interviewing our members. And those interviews are called Just Like Me, because the more interviews that we do, I think our members see that we're more similar than we are different. And it's so great hearing everybody's stories. So that's why I love sharing these stories at the beginning, so that it helps to dissipate that illusion of separation. It helps us to see that we're all in this together. And it makes this about you, which is the reason why we do this. So the other one comes from Anja from Facebook. And she says, teaching 6 high school Spanish classes every day, I can clearly feel how a lot of my jing qi is drained out of me every day. And she's speaking about last week's class. It makes a lot of sense to me that it cannot be won back, but needs to be conserved. Your weekly classes and the classes on the membership site have been truly a godsend for me and have helped me to consciously set aside time each day to take care of myself by doing yoga. It's difficult not to allow that type of stealing going on without feeling selfish, but I am learning. It's the only way I can continue my work and be effective without burning out. Thank you so much, Melissa. So thank you. I think that was a great testimonial for last week's class. And I know a lot of you, especially on the membership site, there was a lot of conversation about how much a lot of you could relate to the story that I shared about my own life last week. And a lot of you found that very relatable. So let's start this week. We're doing disciplined moderation of energy today to create focus. And we're going to begin with Supta Padang Ustasana, hand to big toe pose. So we're going to start lying down on your back for that. And you're going to need your yoga strap for that straight away. These first beginning poses are going to prepare you for a fairly simple Kundalini Kriya that we're going to be doing. Okay, so on your backs. And you're going to take your strap and place it around the ball of your right foot. And if you have any back issues, you're going to keep your left knee bent. I'm going to start by feeling stretch all the way along the back of your right leg, your calf. So through your hamstring, your calf. And it's great for mobility in your hips. Good if you have any arthritis in your hips and your knees. So throughout this class, we're going to be focusing on balancing and moderate use of your energy. So just check in now and notice if you're going all out, if you've got pedal to the metal in this yoga pose. So pedal to the metal is not very yogic, actually. So if that's the case, then just back off a little bit and see if you can find some moderation in this pose. So because pedal to the metal would really just use up all your energy here in a pose that you're using to prepare for later poses. Okay, you're going to open your right leg out to the side. If you don't have any back issues, you can lengthen your leg out. That will help to create some counterweight for your hip. If you do have back issues, one way to do that would be to take your bolster here. And you could place your bolster right underneath your left leg. That way your knee is bent, so you're not, that keeps your low back safe. And then open your right leg out to the side. And again, you want to feel something happening on the inside of your leg between your knee and your hip joint, but you don't want to feel it in your knee joint. If you do, you need to back off a bit. So we're going for that balanced and moderate use of your energy here. We don't want to be full out. And so that's how we create focus here, is to really tune into how you're creating balance and moderate use of your energy. And then draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel to your spine, support yourself through your core to draw your leg back to the center, drawing your leg in again and crossing your leg over your body until you feel something happening on the outside of your hip here. Relax your shoulders, your elbows are heavy, back of your neck is long. And then you can lower your right leg down. So just check in and notice how it feels after doing that one side. Then we'll go ahead and hook up your left foot on the ball of your left foot and draw your left leg in. So you feel something happening on the back of your left leg through your hamstring and your calves. And if you've got low back problems, this is great to keep that bolster underneath your right leg. This is great for relieving back stiffness, actually. Can be good for back problems, especially if you use the bolster as a prop. And then you can open your left leg out to the side, paying attention to your inner thigh, keeping the stretch in your inner thigh, not in your knee. Oh, isn't that so nice? I have a nice prop here to rest my foot. So that can be nice too, actually, if you have a second bolster or chair that you can rest your leg on, or if you're on the side of a cliff and you can use a rock. If you are also practicing on the side of a cliff, you must take a photo and let me know. I think I'm probably the only one today. And then draw up through your pelvic floor, draw your navel to your spine to support your core and your back as you draw your leg back to the center. Draw your leg back in and then begin to cross it over your body until you feel something happening on the outside of your leg. And then you can release your leg down and just take a moment to feel the effects of your practice. Feel the balance between the two sides of your body. Check in with your energy. And then you can put your strap off to the side and you can just push your bolster a little bit of the way if you're using a bolster. Cross your left ankle over the top of your right thigh. Draw your right knees in towards your chest. Reach through your legs and draw your knee in until you feel stretch in the outside of your left thigh and into your glutes, on your left glutes, your left buttocks there. So we're just doing this pose today to stretch out your outer thigh and your buttocks to prepare for the poses in the Kundalini Kriya. There's several seated poses that we're going to be doing. I'm going to give some modifications for those as well, but this will help to make it easier for you to sit in easy pose. And then you can release that down. Switch sides, cross your right ankle over the top of your left thigh. Open up your right knee. Draw your left leg in towards your chest. Reach through and draw your right leg in until you feel stretch in your right buttocks and your right outer thigh. Breathing. And just checking in on how much energy you're using in this pose. So balanced use of energy. And we're just going to avoid pedal to the metal here. We're going to avoid using all our force. And coming to all our poses with a balanced use of energy today. And every time we practice. And then you can release that down. Bend both your knees, feet flat on the floor. Feel the effects of this practice. And then from here, we're going to roll to your side and we're going to come up into lunge pose. So you're going to, for this one, definitely probably if you're on a hard floor at home, if you don't have carpeting, want to have your blanket folded up so that you have some support underneath your knees. Okay, and this pose will help you open up the front of your hips. So you're going to begin by taking a step through with your left foot. Take your hands on either side of your left foot. That can help you with balance. You may want to use your blocks here at the front of your mat too, on either side of your foot. This pose will help you to focus by creating balance as well. And then you can shift back and we'll do the other side. So you're going to take a step forward with your right foot. And take your hands on either side of your right foot. Really sink down through that front right foot. Feel the opening at the front of your left hip. Okay, and then you can lean back and you're going to get yourself set up in a comfortable seated position. So I'm going to sit on this folded blanket today. You may want to sit on a chair and that would be totally fine for this one. Okay, so sit in a way that's comfortable for you. If you can sit cross-legged, you can do that with one leg in front of the other. Your knees should rest on the ground, so elevate your hips enough so that that can happen, so that your spine is tall. Uh-oh, here comes the sun. Okay, we're going to do this Kundalini Kriya. It's a short one. This is one to recharge yourself. It's called the egg beater to recharge yourself. And the reason why I chose this one is to show you how much you can influence your energy. You can raise your energy, you can lower your energy, and ultimately, we want to have a balanced and moderate use of energy. So if you raise your energy, you need to calm it again. So for example, if you spend a night, you've probably experienced this. If you spend a night out on the town, you go dancing and you go crazy, then the next day your energy is really, really low and you have to spend a lot of time recharging your energy. So you have to sleep in and you kind of lose a day. So that's the balanced, moderate use of energy that we're talking about here. So as yogis, we can really tune into that. And this one will show you just how much you can build energy in your body. But I think the more refined we become about our energy, the more we probably don't want to go to those extremes either. So let's start with this one. You sit in easy pose. Your hands are in the Gyan Mudra with your middle ring finger and baby finger all extended. And then your eyes are going to be mostly like 9/10 closed, but not completely closed, so that you can see your hands. They're going to roll over each other like this in front of you. And we're going to do this quickly. And what you're doing is you're creating your own electromagnetic field. This is happening right at the level of your third chakra here, where your power center. So what this does is it creates a lot of energy. This kriya is supposed to be done for 11 minutes, but we only have a 1 hour class, so we are not going to do it for that long. We're going to do it for 3 minutes. Yes. So Kundalini yoga goes in, hang on, 3, 11, and then there are other divisions, but we kind of drop them down on account of the time we have in this class. And then at the end of that, we're going to close our eyes. We're going to inhale. We're going to lift our arms straight up in the air, straight elbows, and we're going to breathe long and deep for 1 minute, and then we're going to relax and feel the effects of this. So we'll do a 3 minute timer and then a 1 minute timer. Okay, so Gyan Mudra, other three fingers extended, and here we go for 3 minutes. Just normal breathing. And just notice what's happening with your energy as you do this. Same thing with this one. Balance and moderate use of your energy. Trust that this kriya is going to build its own energy. You don't have to go crazy creating the energy. It will work on its own. So you don't have to exert crazy energy. This kriya creates its own energy. Just focus on doing the hand over hand and breathing and being aware of the energy that is being created by doing this and how that feels in your body. So what I'm saying is notice the energy that's being created versus exerting yourself in this. That's why you keep your eyes 9/10 open so you don't bang your hands. Thank you. almost there. Okay, now you're going to take a big breath in. Reach your arms up straight. We're going to breathe here with your eyes closed for 1 minute. 1 minute long, slow, deep breaths. Arms are straight, elbows are straight. And again, even though your arms are straight and your elbows are straight, can you do this with balanced and moderate energy without overexerting yourself? Feel the energy you've created in your electromagnetic field. Big breath in, exhale, bring your thumb and index finger together, extend your other fingers in the Gyan Mudra, and relax here. Feel the effects of this egg beater kriya to recharge yourself as you sit and relax here. Great. So noticing how that feels for your energy, you can actually stay seated like that with the Gyan Mudra here for the teachings for today. It's a great little kriya to do first thing in the morning instead of a cup of coffee to build your energy for the day. And you can stay seated like this and I will give you the teachings for today. I think that'd be a good kriya to take out and put on the membership site and take five section for people to do in the mornings. Okay, so one thing I hear from a lot of you is that staying present, focused, feeling in the moment and trying to stay mindful is a real challenge. Many of you have told me that you have difficulty focusing and finding mental clarity. You would like to have more equanimity in your lives, reduce stress, overcome the daily grind. For many of you, this would mean putting your yoga practice before other demands in your life. A lot of you have explained to me that finding time for yoga is a huge obstacle because you are overwhelmed by all your commitments. And these are some of the many reasons that I have created this Focus Living series. Today we're focusing on the fourth yam, Brahmacharya, from Patanjali's Yoga Sutras. The yams are the wise characteristics that already exist within us. And through our practice of yoga, we come closer to knowing these qualities that are our true nature. Nichala Joy Devi translates Brahmacharya in chapter 2, verse 38, as devoted to living a balanced and moderate life, Brahmacharya, the scope of one's life force becomes boundless. When we live a life of moderation and balance, this brings focus to our lives. It also brings balance to our divine and human nature. It will come as no secret to any of you who have been doing Namaste Yoga for any length of time that there are many things in our culture that deplete our vital energy. We are encouraged to do more and more and live at a level of overactivity and energy depletion. We spend our vital energy in many ways, from overeating, to watching too much tea, to too much commuter work, to too much time on social media, too much reading, too much physical exercise, sexual activity with no emotional connection, ongoing background noise from television or music, and even too much talking. All of these things deplete our vital energy. And we've been talking a lot about these things lately. I've really been encouraged. I've done a few blog posts recently because so many people have asked me about my practice of taking a day of silence. And lots of you are actually getting excited about this as a way to restore your vital energy. But all of these things, one of the things that you guys are talking about is how taking a day of silence is restoring your vital energy. So things just that you don't even think about, like having the TV in the background, having the radio going on in the background, these things just deplete it. Yeah, having it going on in the background, radio on when you're driving, this depletes your vital energy. These are energy liabilities. Being stretched too thin, overworked, and overwhelmed are signs that your vital energy are out of balance. It's a sign to bring your vital energy back into balance. And so there's some questions that you can ask yourself, and these are actually going to be our questions for the comments today. I'll remind you again at the end. When you notice these things, when you feel like you're stretched too thin, overworked, and overwhelmed, you can ask yourself, am I overextending myself? Am I investing my energy in the right activities? With Brahmacharya, you're going to filter through all the many good possibilities, things that you could spend your time on, because there's so many things that you can spend your time on. There's so many good possibilities. The other day, Tim said to me, on Friday night, do you want to? And I said, no. He said, I haven't even asked you what you want to do yet. Because he says, for date night, do you want to? I said, no, because usually for him, date night involves going out late and then I get exhausted. So he needs to he needs to adjust what date night means before I start saying yes. So it actually ended up being something that wasn't that late. So I said, we'll see how I feel on Friday. So you have to ask yourself, what is the right thing for my energy? I know going out late is not good for my energy. And so what is the right thing for my energy? Why is this the right thing for my energy? Or why is this not the right thing for my energy? Is this the right time for my energy? You get to make the choice of what works for you. So go ahead right now and begin to form an intention of how you want the rest of this class to go for you and what you're trying to create, sustain, release, or let go of in your life, or even rebirth in your life. And once you've formed that intention, then we'll continue with a short and sweet kriya to get your energy moving. Okay, so once you've formed your intention, there's actually no standing postures in this class. That may be good news for you. I don't know what that means for you. I actually had two kriyas planned for this class, but then I was like, oh my gosh, that is not balanced and moderate use of energy. Well, I guess actually three kriyas. One had there's the egg beater, and then there was this other long one, and then this fairly long one. I ended up taking out the other one because it wasn't what I wanted to create, balanced and moderate use of energy. So I went through the whole class. I feel much better about it now. So this one, you're going to sit with your legs straight out in front of you, actually just one. And if you have any back issues, I want you to use a bolster. I'm going to show it with a bolster because with back issues, you don't want to do straight leg forward folds. So you're going to extend your left leg out and bend your right leg so that your right foot's on the inside of your left leg. And you're going to inhale and you're going to exhale and fold forward until you feel sensation on the back of your left leg. And we're going to time this for 2 minutes. So you're going to breathe here, long, slow, deep breaths. And I want you to focus on balance and moderate use of your energy. So I really like my analogy of no pedal to the metal today. This is a great pose to stretch your spine, your back muscles, your hamstring, and your groin. It massages and stimulates your internal organs, such as your liver and your kidneys. It will help to improve digestion and helps to heal gastric ailments. Calms your mind and your central nervous system. So breathe long, slow, and deep breaths. Okay, then you're going to inhale and come up, and we're going to switch legs so that your right leg is straight out now, and then your left leg is going to be bent. I'm sitting up on the blanket, so it's easy to roll my pelvis over my hip bones, and I'm going to fold forward over my right leg here. My left foot's on the inside of my right thigh. And you want to feel sensation on the back of your right leg, all the way through your hamstring and your calf. You're on the center of your right heel, on the back of your right heel. This pose also relieves anxiety, fatigue, and headaches and menstrual discomfort. Helps to relieve the symptoms of menopause. And it's also therapeutic for high blood pressure, depression, and insomnia. So again, checking in on how much effort you're exerting here, noticing if you're using balanced and moderate use of your energy. Ears over your shoulders. Okay, and then inhale and come up, and you're going to switch legs again. This time you're going to place your left leg out and your right foot on the inside of your thigh, just like you did before. Only this time you're going to take your left arm out, so you're folding forward again, and then you're going to take your right arm and place it behind your back as you tip forward, so you're rotating, so that it lifts your chest up high. You're coming into rotation. Your chin will be turned towards your right shoulder, but you don't want to let your head flop over so your left ear is near your shoulder. So you're gently stretching sideways over your left leg. You're going to feel the stretch in your left hamstring as well as your right hip. You're going to be breathing slow and deep for 2 minutes here. This stretches your spine, your shoulders, and your hamstrings. So see if you could back off and be a little bit more moderate in your effort in any way. And then you're going to inhale and come up. And we're going to do 2 minutes on the other side. So sitting on the edge of your folded blanket again so you can tip forward more easily. With your left foot on the inside of your right thigh, you're going to inhale, fold forward. With your right foot, right arm, wherever it lands, you're going to take your left arm to the outside. Maybe it's going to round to your back. Maybe it's going to hook on your hip, maybe it's not, doesn't really matter. You're looking over your left shoulder. Okay, and then you're going to inhale and come up. And that's also great to stimulate your abdominal organs, your liver and your kidney, and it improves digestion too. Okay, the sun's come out and it's nice and warm here, so I'm going to take off my jacket here, especially as we get into some of the more active poses here in the Kriya. So you can put your bolster off to the side, and you probably weren't wearing a winter coat. You're going to sit in easy pose and hold on to your ankles. If this doesn't work for you, you can sit in a chair. You could also sit, come onto all fours. Would work fine too, like in cat pose. You want to focus on the base of your spine for this one, because we're going to stimulate and stretch the lower spine for this one. So if you're sitting on a chair or if you are on all fours, you're going to hold on to the ankles. As you inhale, you're going to lift your chest up high and tilt your pelvis forward. And then as you exhale, round your lower back and rock the pelvis back. So remember to lift your chest up high on each inhale. Keep your chin level so you don't want to be rocking your head back and forth on these ones. Otherwise, you'll give yourself whiplash. So we're going to do this for 3 minutes. And I'm going to do this on the blanket because the ground's really uneven and hard. Okay, got that timer going there, Tim? Yes. Tim's going to time this one. Okay, here we go. So for this one, really focus on moderate and balanced use of energy. So tune into your energy for today. You can pump it up as much as works for you, or you can go slower. So do what works for you. Tune into your energy. Go at your own rhythm. Go at a pace that works for you. And remember, you don't want to just totally overexert yourself so that you end up with no energy at the end. We're tuning into our energy. We're, of course, generating energy, but we're not gassing ourselves out. Keeping your chin level through this whole 3 minutes. Okay, big inhale, exhale, and feel the effects of that movement on your energy. Feel how you've accumulated energy without exerting yourself. Okay, and then the next one, you're going to lie on your back, and I'm going to move my props up here so they're out of my way. And you're going to lie on your back. And let's see. Yeah, that can go down there. That can go down there. This can come on my belly, maybe. Okay. And maybe right by my side. Okay, your arms are going to be out to the side of your body. And I'm going to demonstrate this with my right arm because, as many of you have noticed, my left arm is doing much better, but it doesn't do this movement very smoothly. So the way this is going to work is you're going to bring your left knee into your chest, and then your right arm's going to go overhead, and then you're going to lower, and then you're going to bring your left arm into your chest, and your right leg is going to go into your chest, your left arm is going to go overhead. So see how my right arm did that smoothly overhead in an arc? That's how you want your left arm to do it too. But my left arm doesn't do it kind of smoothly on an arc on the ground yet. Okay, so do it how my right arm's doing it. Okay, so this is great for a cross, it's a great cross pattern in the body. Notice how hard it was for me to explain that to you. That's because it's creating cross patterns between your right and left hemisphere of your brain, and you're gonna do this for 2 minutes. Okay, are we ready? Here we go. And you're just breathing. Exhale as you come up and inhale as you go down. Go at your own pace. Remember to balance and moderate your energy. Don't want to gas out. Okay, finish off both sides and then pause here on your back. Feel the effects of that practice. And then you can bend your knees, roll to your side. And you're going to come up onto all fours. And on all fours, we're going to do some cat-cow pose. So you're going to have your hands underneath your shoulders, your knees underneath your hips. Your knees, you're going to exhale, round up through your spine, and then you're going to inhale, arch your spine. And you want to make this movement as smooth as possible. And for those on our membership site, we have a great traditional Chinese medicine class where we do some acupressure on your hands and your feet that make it really, really smooth. A lot of our members love that class. So you're going to do this as smoothly as possible. We're going to do it for 2 whole minutes. Okay. Remember, balance and moderate use of your energy here. If you have wrist issues, you can come up onto fists or come down onto your forearms. In Kundalini yoga, this is known as the Kundalini chiropractor. If you do it regularly, it loosens up and adjusts your spine. So focus on really smooth movement here. Okay, and then from here, you're going to sit back on your heels, place your forehead on the ground, place your arms by your sides near your feet with your palms facing up, relax your shoulders, breathe normally. We're going to stay here for 90 seconds, 1 minute and 30 seconds. If this position doesn't work for you, you can lie on your back with your knees to your chest instead. Okay, so there's so many benefits to this posture. It relaxes tension in your back and your shoulders and your chest. It's supposed to be good if you have dizziness or fatigue. It alleviates stress and anxiety. It's good for your internal organs. It helps to keep them supple. It lengthens and stretches your spine. It relieves neck and lower back pain. It stretches your hips, thighs, and ankles. It normalizes circulation throughout your body. It stretches the muscles, tendons, and ligaments of your knee. It calms your mind and body. And it encourages strong and steady breathing. Okay, so from here, you're going to slowly come up to seated. And we've got just two more seated postures. I'm sorry, I thought we were done, Tim. So you're going to do one for the heart center and your spine. This is washing machine. This is another great one to generate energy. Opens up your heart center. Heart center and stimulates your upper spine. So this is another fairly short one, just for 60 seconds. So you're going to inhale to your left, exhale to your right. You could do this one seated or standing if seated in a chair. Seated in a chair or standing if this seated position doesn't work for you. So inhale left, exhale right. Okay, keep your chest high and your head will go with your shoulders. Okay, here we go. Big inhale. And exhale. Good. And relax. And then the next one is shoulder rolls. You're going to place your hands on your knees. You could do this one sitting in a chair as well. You're going to inhale, roll your shoulders in big, slow, smooth circles. And we're going to do this for 1 minute. So these big, round, smooth circles in your shoulders that you're doing, they increase the range of motion in your shoulders and your upper back. They'll improve your posture and release throat tension. And they can prevent pain. So inhale up, exhale down. Balance and moderate use of energy, so your effort. One more. And then you're going to lie down in Shavasana. You're going to get 3 minutes in Shavasana here with your palms turned up beside you. And we'll just take Shavasana quietly. If you have any back issues, take that bolster and put it underneath your knees there. Otherwise, turn your palms up beside you. We'll just rest quietly in Shavasana to tune into your energy and allow yourself to receive and integrate your practice. And at the end of 3 minutes, you can stay here and I'll sit up and share with you a reading to finish off your Shavasana. So you stay resting in Shavasana. I'm going to sit up and share with you a reading to close out your Shavasana today. Okay, so I have to say I had quite the challenge finding a reading on moderation for us today. I went through, for those of you who have Kindles, there's this thing you can do where if you pull up your Kindle books in the Amazon Reader, you can search through the whole book for a word. So I was searching for the word moderation. And I must have gone through about 10 or 15 of my spiritual books and looked for the word moderation. And it didn't come up in a single book. So I think that shows how much the word how much moderation is lacking in our spiritual culture. So I'm talking like books like Pema Chodron's books, Jack Kornfield's books. I'm talking even books on the conserving of energy. We're talking about books on conserving chi. No, not in any of these books. It blew my mind. So I landed on a reading from Pema Chodron's book, When Things Fall Apart. And it's, so I kind of went to the opposite end of things. This is called Three Methods for Working with Chaos. And I chose this because I feel it's the chaos of our lives that most distracts us from our focus and leads to energy drain, and hence steals moderation and balance of our energy in our day-to-day lives. So Pema Chodron says that we practice to liberate ourselves from the burden of a narrow perspective caused by craving, aggression, ignorance, and fear. We're burdened by the people with whom we live, by ongoing situations, and most of all, by our own personalities. Through practice, we realize we don't have to obscure the joy and openness that is present in every moment of our existence. We can awaken to our basic goodness. So just like we've been focusing on in this class, the balanced energy that's already within us, we just simply need to uncover and connect with what's already there. Pema Chodron says, when we are able to do this, we no longer feel burdened by our depression, worry, or resentment. Life feels spacious, like the sky and the sea. There's room to relax and breathe and swim, to swim out so far that we no longer have the reference point of the shore. So gradually allow your breath to deepen, wiggle and stretch out. Bend your knees, roll to your right side, and slowly make your way up to seated. And from seated, we'll finish with our mantra, Loka Samasta Sukhino Bhavantu, to gather in the fruits of our practice to ourselves first and then offer them out to the benefit of all beings. So right palm up, left palm down. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free, and may the thoughts, words, and actions of our own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So if you like today's show, please give it a thumbs up and press like. And if you're new to our channel, please subscribe. We put out a new show every Friday, and then it'll show up for you in your feed so that you won't miss a single show. Thank you to everybody who subscribed. This morning when I checked on YouTube, we were like 8 people away from 27,000 subscribers, so that was really cool. And so we're getting close to my goal of 1 million subscribers. As loads and loads of YouTubers that my daughter watched just keep going past 7 million subscribers, 8 million subscribers, 9 million subscribers. I think I'm in the wrong field. If you know a friend or a family member who would, or a coworker who you think would enjoy this class, then be sure to share it with them as well. If you receive value from this class on balance and moderation of energy, then we would love it if you could, if you made a donation. This class is freely given, but it is not free to create or to distribute, so we appreciate your donations so much. And another way that you can contribute besides a monetary donation is by leaving your comments. And so the questions for the comments today is, as I mentioned before, and when I was offering the teachings, the questions for today is to ask yourself, is this the right thing for my energy? Why is this the right thing for my energy? And is this the right time for my energy? And today we focused on the balance and moderation of energy to create focus. And in our membership site, we have loads more to help you and support you in doing that. As yogis, we've tuned into today the way that we can bring our energy up and also the ways that we can restore and conserve our energy. And so we have loads of classes in our membership site to support you in doing that. So for example, in our postures and pranayama section, we have a whole class on Kapalabhati breath, and that breath is incredibly invigorating, just like the egg beater that we did today. It's a breath that can replace your cup of coffee in the morning, for example. And then we also have a whole series, for example, like the winter series, and this series of classes is really great for nourishing and restoring your energy and building up those energy reserves, especially as we head into the winter months. So there's actually two restorative classes in that, and this one just really builds your chi. So that's a great series. And the nice thing about the membership site classes, especially the winter series one that I'm talking about, is that there's shorter classes for the days of the week when you have to go to work or get your kids off to school. So you can do shorter classes during the week when it's harder to fit in those longer classes. I know how that is. So if you'd like to become a member, you can click here below. We'd love to have you as a member of our community. I'd love to personally welcome you in. So thank you so much for joining us for episode 298. Gosh, we're getting close to 300. One more class and then we got to put together that live class. So I'm looking forward to seeing you at that one, and we better get those details out soon about that, eh, Tim? Thank you so much for joining us. I'm sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. I'm so glad we could share this gorgeous location with you today. May you be as joyful. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as strong as our mountains, and may you be as rooted as the trees in our forest. Om Shanti, Namaste.
Melissa would love to hear your questions and thoughts. Please leave your comments below the video. Thank you for your reviews on iTunes and YouTube. Your reviews help us to share yoga and a yoga lifestyle with others around the world. If you have a question for Melissa, you can leave a voice message at melissawest.com, and Melissa may answer it in an upcoming blog.